You're listening to the Successful Women Podcast Show. Join your host, Jill Donnell, as she chats to successful businesswomen with an inspirational story to tell. Get a behind-the-scenes look into their lives and businesses. Find out how they overcame challenges and grabbed opportunities. Now, here's your host, Jill Donnell.
Hi everyone, Jill here again, and welcome to this episode of the Successful Women Podcast Show. Before I introduce today's guest, I just wanted to remind you that if you wanted to get a full transcript of any of the interviews of the guests, you can find them on the website. So just head over to www.successfulwomen.training/podcast and you can download a transcript there. Today's guest is an amazing woman called Sandra Dawes. Sandra describes herself as a recovering control freak and excuse maker, as well as the founder of Embrace Your Destiny. She's an author, a speaker, and certified life coach specialising in teaching women how to stop arguing for their limitations so that they can reclaim their power and live the life they deserve. Her first book, Embrace Your Destiny, 12 Steps to Living the Life You Deserve, is available at most major book retailers. Let's hear from Sandra now. Sandra, so good of you to speak to me, and I know that you're over in Canada. What time is it over there?
It's 11 o'clock.
Wow, that's in the morning, I hope, not late at night.
No, yeah, in the morning.
Super. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. I'm really excited to chat to you. So maybe you could just tell the listeners and myself a little bit about you and your business.
Sure. Well, I like to describe myself as a recovering control freak and excuse maker, because that's really what brought the struggle that brought me to where I am today, is because I finally had to stop making excuses for why I couldn't have the things that I wanted for my life and just really find a way to do it and move past those fears and those blocks. And that's what I do with my coaching practice, Embrace Your Destiny, is really help women to overcome those limiting beliefs that are holding them back from really living their best life.
Okay, fabulous. So just tell us a little bit more maybe about what brought you to that, because you've touched on there things that brought you to this position. I know a little bit about that. So how did you get to be the amazing person you are today? What's the history behind that?
I think the trigger for me was losing my father. He passed away in 2004 from complications with prostate cancer. Oh. And so even though, you know, because the cancer diagnosis was there, you knew that things could, you know, go very wrong. Him passing away the way he did was a complete shock to the system. And I think I was just in denial that it was ever really going to happen. Yeah. And when it did, it devastated me because I grew up an only child. I was am still a complete daddy's girl. And so I wasn't really sure after losing him how I was ever going to really experience true happiness and joy again. And I went through a bout with depression and, you know, went and sought professional help because I realized that I couldn't continue, you know, going the way I was going. And yet at the same time, when they talked about putting me on antidepressants, it freaked me out because, you know, you hear so many things about, you know, the addictive qualities and everything else. And I think that deep down, I knew that it wasn't a chemical imbalance because I understand the need to take depressants if that's your issue. But for me, it was just a lack of coping tools to deal with the loss of my father. Yeah. And so because I chose not to take the antidepressant route, it was that really started my journey of self-discovery and self-awareness that brought me to a point where I decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and I wanted to help others experience the same sort of transformation that I'd had, because even though at the time it seemed like losing my father was going to be the end of the world, it turned out to be the end of one world and the beginning of a completely different one.
Fabulous. So tell us a little bit about your world today then.
So my world today is being able to share my experiences and help people with tools and techniques to overcome the things that are keeping them from really achieving their dreams. I have been able to write a book, which I never thought was going to be possible, to say that I'm a published author, and I've been able to do TV and radio appearances and all these things that, I mean, if somebody had told me 15, 20 years ago that I'd be doing any of this stuff, it never it never would have entered my consciousness at all.
That's amazing. Tell us about your book then.
So my book is called Embrace Your Destiny, 12 Steps to Living the Life You Deserve. And really that documents my journey from the point of losing my father to where I was in 2013, when I wrote the book, which was I had just quit my full-time job to pursue my coaching practice full-time. And it was such, I mean, those 9 years since my father's passing have been so monumental, because so many things have happened and the evolution that has taken place has been amazing. And just to have friends and people in my life who knew me 20 years ago and now see who I am, and for them to say, you know, it's almost like a completely different person, because I was such an introvert. Well, I still am, but to be able to still step out of that comfort zone and do the television interviews or do the book signings at bookstores and that sort of thing is something that even some of my friends never imagined I would do.
Wow. So is there any one person or anything that has helped you along the way to get where you are today?
I have an amazing support system. Thankfully, my partner, he's an entrepreneur as well. So he was always encouraging about that kind of stuff, because even when I had the 9 to 5, he always said, you know, there are so many other opportunities out there for you. It's just a matter of you figuring out what you want to do. So he's always been a big supporter and a big champion. And I have my own mastermind group of other entrepreneurs who have always been there as a sounding board and a support system for me, because I think that's so important. Yeah. To have people who are in your life who get it.
Yeah, those positive people.
Exactly. Who, you know, those days where you're at the cliff and you know you want to take the jump, and but your fears are holding you back, that they're going to be the ones to encourage you and not talk you off the cliff, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That's fabulous. What's a typical day like then, Sandra? Is there such a thing?
Well, the typical day, if all goes well, is get up in the morning, walk the dog, come back, do meditation and yoga just to sort of get my mind and body balance before I start the day, and then do some coaching calls and, you know, do, of course, the social media thing as well, and then really look at what the needs of, you know, my community are, and look at what kinds of programs and products and things that I can create to help serve them better.
A lot of our listeners will be women who are either just starting off down the road of entrepreneurship or maybe considering taking that step. Is there any advice that you would give to them?
Yes, really just follow your passion. You know what I mean?
I do.
The funny thing about it is that, you know, for such a long time when I had the full-time job, I used this whole idea of, you know, stable income as my reason why I couldn't leave my full-time job. And then it took where I worked not being able to pay me for me to, that there is no such thing as financial security, because anything can happen at any time. So, I mean, this isn't to say that everybody should just up and quit their job, but at the same time, it's about, you know, really having a plan in place. If you're looking for an exit strategy, or if you're looking for an exit, you need to have a strategy. And it's really just about having a plan and working it and not being afraid to adjust along the way, because you know that we don't know what we don't know, and things are going to happen. Things are going to pop up, but just having that focus, if that's what you want to do, if you want to become a full-time entrepreneur, just work at it and don't give up.
Sandra, what about a work-life balance? I've got a sense in talking to you that maybe you've got that crack now, would I be right?
Some days are better than others. I, especially if I have, you know, that passion project that you're working on, you know, that can take up 12 hours straight and then you've forgotten to eat and do all that other good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really just about, yeah, sort of checking in with yourself all the time, which is why for me, I know that if I don't start the day with that morning meditation, nothing feels right throughout the day. You know what I mean? And so it's so important for me to have that grounding. And that's why even, you know, doing the morning walk with the dog and just being outdoors and everything is is so nice because it, you know, the opportunity to have some fresh air, some sunshine, as long as the weather is good. And yeah, and just start the day on a positive note. And I think you just have to, especially as women entrepreneurs, make sure that we give ourselves permission to take time out for ourselves and don't ignore the self-care and have a self-care routine that you commit to and make sure that you don't fall off on that. Because if you're not at your best, you're not going to be able to give your best to your company or your family.
No, that's right. We have to look after ourselves in order to be able to look after others, don't we?
That's right.
But I think sometimes, as you say, a lot of women can find that difficult. We call it me time in the UK. Do you say that?
Yes.
What about reflecting now then? If you had to start over from scratch and knowing what you know now, so with the benefit of hindsight, would you do anything differently?
Yeah, you know what? I would probably have put myself out there as far as networking a lot sooner. When I started the business in 2009, and I don't think I actually made it out to a live event until 2 years later. just because I, like I said before, I'm an introvert, so I love being at home and, you know, being on the couch with the dog and writing blogs and doing social media and all that other good stuff. But to actually get out there and network with other people was just not something that had ever really entered my consciousness. And it wasn't until I decided that I wanted to do a live event and saw how hard it was to get people out because nobody knew who I was.
Yeah.
And it's like throwing a party without, you know, connecting with your friends. You know, you can't not have spoken friends for 2 years and then expect them to come to your party. It's
no,
just
that's right. That's
not really, going to happen.
It's a really good analogy, actually, that, isn't it?
Yeah. And so that was the big lesson I learned, is that, you know, it's all about stepping out your comfort zone. And if you're really comfortable sitting in front of the computer, you have to push yourself to get out there and get that visibility because people need to know who you are if they're going to buy from you.
Yeah. And that's going to take your business to the next level, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
And those connections that you make in real life are so important. I mean, social media has evolved into something so amazing on its own because that's how we connected.
Indeed.
But at the same time, nothing beats being able to connect with people, you know, where you can actually feel their energy and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. The other thing I like to talk to guests about, and as much as we love all the positivity, I like to talk about failure, not in its negative sense, but the learning opportunities, because the most able, most talented, the most gifted entrepreneurs have usually got a number of failed businesses behind them. Have you got a particular failure and the lessons that you learned and that contributed to your success?
There have been a few, but I think the one that was such a big lesson for me, even as far as expectations and all that, is that when I was doing my book launch party, I decided that because I had dedicated the book to my father, that I was going to do the book launch party on his birthday, which of course happens to be December 22nd.
All right. And, not necessarily the best time.
No. And so I don't know if I thought that I would be able to bend Mother Nature to my will. It didn't work out. And December 22nd, 2013 was when the ice storm happened in North America. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I do.
So needless to say, it wasn't a well-attended party because, you know, the roads were a nightmare and some people were without power and everything else. And I was so disappointed. You know, I was heartbroken, but I think it was a big lesson in understanding that there are certain things that are always going to be out of your control. Mm-hmm. Like the weather. and sometimes, you know, you have to sort of take the emotion out of some of the things that we do, because, you know, if I had really thought about December 22nd, as much as it had great sentimental significance, and maybe I could have done an online launch and party on that day and then did something different at another time, I was so focused on making it happen at that time that nothing was going to stop me, and it didn't produce the results I wanted it to.
But you've learned from that, by the sound of it.
Definitely. And at the same time, the people who did show up, I'm grateful for. And it was still, it was a nice intimate affair, and it was still a great way to honor the memory of my father.
Sandra, if you could give your 20-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, wow. I think that it would be to put myself first and stop worrying about what other people think about me. Mm-hmm. And to really take the time to think about what I want. Because I think at that point in my life, I was so concerned about what I was supposed to be doing that I never really thought about what I really wanted to do for myself. Yeah, I think that it would just really be take the time to really figure out what I want and stop worrying about so much about public opinion or the opinion of my of everybody else in my life.
Finally, I like to ask a question of guests about the imposter syndrome, because I've done a fair bit of writing about this. And, you know, that whole thing about women, particularly high achieving women, get moments of can be quite severe self-doubt where they think, you know, they're going to get caught out one day. They're faking it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Do you ever get moments like that? And if you do, how do you deal with it?
You know what? I had big moments like that when I was writing the book. And actually not until I got to the final chapter of the book. I managed to finish the first draft of that book in 6 weeks. So obviously for a good amount of time is you know, really going gangbusters. And then all of a sudden when I got to the final chapter and, you know, I could actually see the light at the end of the tunnel, that's when the fear crept in of, you know, what are you doing? Is anybody ever going to read this? Is it really going to be of value to anybody? Like, who do you think you are to be right? Like, everybody goes through this stuff. So why is your story so special? Yeah. And what I had to remind myself is that at the beginning of that year, I had written a one-page article for a local magazine, and it was really the condensed version of what the book evolved into. And I had so many people that I had never met before reaching out to me by email and social media, thanking me for writing an article like that because it gave them hope because they had just lost their aunt, their uncle, their mother, their father. You know what I mean? And so I realized that's what I had to constantly remind myself of, is that if I could have that kind of reaction from a one-page article, what could I accomplish if I actually do complete the book?
And so you did.
And so I did.
Excellent. Tell everybody where they can get a copy.
They could get a copy on my website as well as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other major online bookstores. And it's available in ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Super. And yeah.
And details of your website then, where our listeners can connect with you?
They can connect with me at www.embraceyourdestiny.ca.
Wonderful. Sandra, thank you so much. It's been lovely speaking to you. You're such an inspiration. And good luck for the future.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
This series of the Successful Women Podcast Show is sponsored by our friends at Ladycare. Ladycare is a revolutionary device that has helped over 500,000 women in the UK alone. A unique, completely natural therapy for up to 24 symptoms of menopause and perimenopause that works for up to 71% of women. Ladycare is a discreet device worn at the front of the undergarments. It helps by rebalancing the autonomic nervous system, the cause of all menopause-related symptoms. If you're suffering with hot flushes, weight gain, night sweats, or any other menopause-related symptom, change your life today and buy a Ladycare for just £32.95. Visit www.ladycare-uk.com and get free delivery on all UK orders. Thank you for listening to the Successful Women Podcast Show. To find out more about today's guest, visit www.successfulwomen.training/podcast.